Now, back to the Jack and Tom Show on 1320 WILX.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling here with Tom Crawford, the Jack and Tom Show, 1320 WILS, November 6, 2010, on Wisconsin. Tom, Wisconsin, the best team in the Big Ten?
Yeah, I mean, they're up there. I mean, it depends. I mean, you go Iowa, you go Wisconsin, you know, you go back and forth on those two teams.
Ohio State.
Well, I think Ohio State's going to start getting all improved on us. You know,
I think.
Yeah, I do. I think they still got some fight left in them. And Michigan State, you know, Michigan State's sitting pretty for the, you know, and obviously a BCS bowl game and possibly a Rose Bowl bid here. So they're still looking good record-wise. Just see how their key thing is, how do they respond to their first bit of adversity, which was a big hunk of adversity last week in Iowa City.
I was going back through the Michigan State-Wisconsin game about 3 in the morning. It's kind of stupid stuff I do.
Yeah, you do stupid
and
stuff.
Michigan State completely dominated that game, even though it didn't on the scoreboard. It needed a one-yard touchdown pass to B.J. Cunningham in the last couple minutes to
right.
ice that. But, I mean, they held John Clay under 100 yards. They outgained Wisconsin by 150 yards.
How did they
yards.
Do it? Just good tackling?
Very, very sound tackling. Yeah, yeah. They missed a couple of plays where James White bounced out to the outside. They lost contain. But other than that, they did a tremendous job.
See, I just
they
look
held
at,
Wisconsin there 200 yards.
I just look at tackling. I mean, not to be too simplistic, but when you look at a good football, how they're prepared to play in the execution
yeah.
level, they can bring guys down.
Yeah.
You know, form tackling, then you know you got a good. You're going to have a good outing that day, and it sounds like they did against Wisconsin.
Well, I think that's a good way to do it. You use that as a barometer. I use special teams.
That's my barometer, tackling.
Yeah.
Of how ready they are to play.
393-3700, 393-3700. Let's go out to our phones. Let's start with Flatgut. Hello, Flat.
Good morning, Jack. Morning, Tom.
How you doing, FG?
I'm doing great. It doesn't get any better than this. The hockey season, football season, basketball season, it's cold, crisp mornings. The deer are out running in the woods. It's just great. Call to tell you, I was not really disappointed or devastated by Michigan State's loss last week.
Would you rather have all your mistakes in one day?
You know, they were our team that is not ready mentally to be playing for the national championship.
Yeah.
And
surprise,
I think fans should realize that. I think that the loss will help them realize the intensity and the emotion that they have to bring into their next road game at Penn State, and that should propel them to a win.
Thanks for the call, Flag. Got very good point, Tom. The question is not what happened last Saturday. It's what did Michigan State learn from that, and where did they go from here? And I think with the game today, they're going to have to play a very poor game. I don't think Minnesota can beat Michigan State. Michigan State could lose by beating itself. And then they've got the bye week to get healthy. Then they play a Purdue team that you're going to see next week.
At home. Right. And then they got
I'd be very disappointed if they were not 10-1 when they go to Happy Valley.
Oh, no. And I think that, you know, and Penn State's going to be, you know, Penn State's one of those programs that's going to get better over the course of the season. That's how that program works. And they got, of course, when you play Michigan, you automatically get better lately, at least offensively.
Yeah.
And I just think that that they'll be going into Happy Valley 10-1, and I think this is the first year that they finally pull that off. I think it'll be a very close game. They'll go 11-1. 11-1
wow.
for Michigan
Never
State.
Never happened
anybody
before.
Anybody is fantastic.
You know, this is Joe Paterno's 45th year as a head coach. During those 45 years, now they haven't played every year, but during those 45 years, Michigan State has never won in Happy Valley. The last time it won there was during Rip Engel's last year. In 1965.
Okay, in 65. Okay, because I remember them playing in East Lansing in the 42-8 game. Was that the following
that
year?
That was 66. That was Joe Pa's first loss.
Okay. Okay. So, yeah, that's a long time not being able to win up there. And they've gotten smacked around pretty bad up there in a lot of games.
Let's go back to our phones. 393-3700, 393-3700. Let's try John Freeberg from Holt. Hello, John.
Hey, talking about getting smacked around, I got smacked around twice this week. First Michigan State and then Hull last night. Unbelievable.
I thought you were going to say your wife let you have it.
That'll probably be next.
The Highlanders took you down last night, huh, Johnny?
Oh, man, they brought it to Hull.
That's a good team, from what I hear.
Yeah, very good, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's a good season for Holt. Maybe not the season it wanted. Maybe a missed opportunity early in the season for a great upset.
Yep.
But overall, the way that team came back, Tom.
Oh, very resilient.
To win a playoff game.
Right.
If you had looked at that team on Labor Day and said, this team is going to make it the second round of the playoffs, some people would have said, are they going to make the playoffs?
Right, right. Well, they had a tough schedule, and it groomed them for coming back. You play Rockford and lose like by a field goal or a big program like that tells you a lot.
Anything to worry about today at Spartan Stadium?
I don't think so. Like I said, I think they're going to regroup, and hopefully they put the smack down on Minnesota. They need to do that after getting just throttled last weekend.
All right. Thanks so much for the call. I appreciate it, John.
You guys have a great weekend. Thanks.
You too.
Let's go right back out to the phones, and let's try Don from DeWitt. Hello, Don.
Good morning, guys. I'll be quick for a change. I know you're pressed for time, but I just wanted to give a shout-out to my DeWittiots and mention what a pleasure and a privilege it is to be a fan of Rob Zimmerman's program.
Great day to be a Panther, and we're going to have Rob with us in about 7 minutes.
I know it. I'm looking forward to it, and it just been a great season. I mean, coming into the season, I assumed they had enough to keep the playoff streak going, but I was thinking in terms of a 6-3, 7-2 type season. They just don't have the linemen that they had last year. But everybody knows about the Higbees. But Ethan Reniker and Dylan Keener have just played.
Oh, I remember those names last week.
Defense.
Yeah.
I forget his first name, but big number 77, Copeland, on the line has done a great job. And just a lot of kids stepping up and just a mark of a true program. I mean, Zim and Bob Aker and Dave Wolf and all the coaches deserve a real shout-out. And Jim Alger, who is the JV coach and always sends a well-prepared JV squad up. He's also the Obi-Wan Kenobi to some extent of DeWitt quarterbacks in that he works them out individually every year, and the results are there to see. It's just
hey, Don, thanks so
program.
Much. We appreciate
great
it.
Show, guys.
Great victory. And they get a home game next week. We'll be right back. We're going to talk with Rob Zimmerman, head football coach, DeWitt Panthers. Coming up next, the Jack and Tom Show, 1320 WILS.